right, finally, we've got two stories smarter than me. Smarter than me, number one. A sixth grader and two friends in West Seattle, Washington, were suspended from school for several days after paying for food at the school cafeteria with dollar bills made on a home computer. Police say a James Madison Middle School cafeteria worker found a bill that didn't look or feel like the real thing. Lunchroom staff were told to watch out for more counterfeit bills, and the next day, the sixth grader used one of the fake bills to buy beef jerky and was apprehended by the cops, who were hiding behind a stack of Sloppy Joes. Because that's where cops are going to hide, right? Because you could take a break and get a Sloppy Joe, you know.
I'd hide behind the donut display.
I'd stay away from that special soup of the day, though. Anyway, police said the boy made 20 fake bills on his aunt's computer, took them to school, and shared them with his friends. Yeah, aye, baby. Aye. Counterfeiting ones. Great idea to start with the small bills. Plus, you get some time off from school without having to fake like you're sick. Brilliant. And using your aunt's computer? Well, assuming your aunt is old, nearsighted, and farts a lot like my aunt. Pure genius. Pure genius, man. So, Mr. Seattle, Washington, sixth grader, my props to you because you, sir, are smarter than me.
Yeah.
And now, smarter than me, number two. Or maybe not. David Zerflaw was in trouble, having had a few drinks too many and driving like a beaver on crack. He now found himself in the back of a police car, waiting to take a breathalyzer test. But our hero, Mr. Zerflaw, is no synaptic slouch. No, sir. In a brain-busting moment of mental magnitude, Mr. Zerflaw had an idea that would have made Einstein take a large, meaty dump in his pants. Because, you know, Einstein was prone to do that if a really good idea came along.
It's a good poop tie-in.
I love you, man.
You saying you love me, man? This is not like some prelude to sex, man. I'm just reading my story, okay? As cops were preparing the breathalyzer, the 18-year-old Stettler man reached down into his pants, ripped out a handful of underwear, which he then proceeded to eat in the hopes that it would absorb the alcohol in his system before it hit the breathalyzer.
Oh, God.
And it worked! Mr. Zerflaw's blood alcohol level measured a 0.08%, just making the limit to have the charges dismissed.
Oh, man.
So, Mr. David Zerflaw, you alcohol-drinking, underpants-eating freak of a man, you, sir, are smarter than me.
Yeah!
But just barely, man, just barely.
Catch an hour of freaky geek speak every week at mondays.pwop.com. Mondays, what Sunday threw up.